The Syracuse City School District has come to terms on an agreement with Centro that will let more kids be bused to the district's four high schools. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
500 students who live between a mile and a half and 2 miles from their schools will be able to get bus passes from the district instead of walking, which has been the district policy up to now. Centro Chief Frank Kobliski says a deal reached with the district to provide buses was a matter of logistics.
We don't have any extra buses in the fleet, so we had to do this with all of the existing routes, 30-some-odd routes that serve the four city high schools each morning and each afternoon. We needed to find out where there were empty seats, where the buses might be able to have their routes extended or altered.
Syracuse School Superintendent Sharon Contreras admits a recent push by several students to lower the walk zone was key.
The district had asked several times for assistance with this matter, but certainly when the students went to the microphone, I think it helped push others in the community to support us in our efforts.
Contreras says this will not have an impact on the budget, calling it only an issue of getting the buses available. The question for students who have been fighting this up to now is, when will this happen? Kobliski expects changes sometime in February. The district is calling it midwinter. Either way, the students who have been fighting this aren't happy with the time frame. They want buses available in January. They also are asking the district for the walk zone to be dropped even further to a mile. Contreras says the district will continue to look at the issue. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.